Hello and welcome to Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you up to date at your own pace with the important and interesting stories you should know. Today, Catholic faithful continue to grieve the passing of Pope Francis. We'll hear from local Catholic leaders on their reflections. It's Tuesday, April 22nd. Let's get you up to date. First today, a quick update on Penn State's plan to close several Commonwealth campuses. The university is delaying the announcement of which campuses it's looking to close by several weeks. Ann Danahy reports for WVIA.
Penn State President Neely Bendapudi says she's going to make her recommendations for campus closures in mid-May. Plans had been to make the announcement before the end of the spring semester. In a message to the university community explaining the change, Bendapudi says the announcement will come after final exams and commencement ceremonies. 12 Commonwealth campuses, including Dubois, Greater Allegheny, and Wilkes-Barre, are being considered for closure. Bendapudi's message says university trustees will meet in mid-May to consider her recommendations. In State College, I'm Ann Danahy.
Penn State campuses in Hazleton, Schuylkill Haven, Scranton, and Wilkes-Barre could all be closed. We have more of this story at WVIA.org. Moving on to global news now. Catholic faithful around the world are grieving the loss of Pope Francis. He died early Monday morning at the age of 88. Local Catholic leaders spent Monday sharing memories and reflections on the late pontiff's time as head of the church. As WVIA's Boris Krauchenyuk reports, the president of a local university and the pastor of the Diocese of Scranton's Mother Church recalled their face-to-face meetings with Pope Francis.
The Reverend Jeffrey Tudgay serves as the pastor of St. Peter's Cathedral in Scranton. In March 2018, he visited the Vatican along with other leaders of Catholic dioceses across the world. They went to deepen connections between them and the Roman Catholic Church's administrative structure. Toward the end of the conference, a top church official asked if they would like to meet Pope Francis.
We were blown away.
After lunch, they went to St. Peter's Basilica, where they waited about 15 minutes.
And all of a sudden, the Holy Father, just on his own, came in. No entourage, no nothing.
For about 40 minutes, the group chatted with the leader of the Roman Catholic Church, who joked about jet lag and the chronic lateness of Italy's trains.
Very kind of cheeky, funny, just a great mind and a great wit.
He reminded them to seek justice when they got home. He led them to a beautiful painting that portrayed the Blessed Virgin Mary as the undoer of knots.
He said, you're to untie and unburden people. And I just thought, oh my goodness, I've never forgotten that.
Tudgay said the Pope's death saddened him.
But at the same time, I also know that he's with the Lord. He's with God forever.
A month after Marywood University named her its first lay president last year, Lisa Laurie had another humbling honor. Laurie met Pope Francis. It happened during a May conference with other Catholic college presidents at the Vatican.
Well, we go in, and he was wheeled in into the room at the Vatican, and the emotion that overcame all of us was just something I've never experienced in my life. People were in tears. Just his presence was remarkable. You could feel it.
Laurie said Pope Francis spoke for about 20 minutes before turning to the group.
And then he said, it was just really funny, he said, okay, I have time. Let's talk. You have any questions? And we did. We spent the rest of the time he was not in a hurry. He took our questions and he was really engaging.
She remembered the Pope talking about the conflicts in Gaza and Ukraine and Rome's relationship with China.
And he was really emphasizing that we just need to be all inclusive. He said, too, these words struck me, and I quote them in a lot of speeches that I give, but he said, the only time we should ever be looking down on someone is when we're lifting them up.
I'm Boris Krauchenyuk, WVIA News.
More up to date after this break.
We report to you. Subscribe to the WVIA News Notes e-newsletter for the latest from the news team. Visit WVIA.org/news and click on the subscribe button to receive the newsletter every Tuesday and Friday morning.
Welcome back. We also have an update from Harrisburg today, where contractors are working around the clock on restoration efforts at the governor's residence. They're hard at work following an arson attack there last Sunday. Karen Hendricks reports for WVIA.
An aggressive construction schedule will allow the Front Street Mansion's living quarters and workspace to reopen within the next few days, according to state officials. The governor, his family, and staff have not returned to the mansion since the fire, which caused significant damage. State officials say while the immediate focus is on restoring the mansion, they're also working with state police to address potential upgrades to the property's security and safety features. Suspect Cody Ballmer of Harrisburg is being held without bail in connection with last Sunday's arson. In Harrisburg, I'm Karen Hendricks.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories at WVIA.org. or on your WVIA mobile app. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining me today. Now, if you want to keep up with WVIA news, you can always subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you find your favorite podcasts, or stream right at WVIA.org. And while you're updating your subscriptions, go ahead and add the WVIA News Notes newsletter, too. It's totally free and brings you all the local news you need to know every Tuesday and Friday morning. Enjoy your Tuesday. I'll catch you tomorrow here on Up to Date.